Hi, this is Jean Marie from So My Goodness Shop on Etsy.
Hi, this is Stephen Emland with Creative Improv.
Hi, my name is Claire and I'm the owner and maker at Small World Dreams.
Hi, my name is Diana Waters and my shop name is Diana Waters Handmade.
Hi, my name is Sharon and I'm the owner of Shea Designs Jewelry.
Hi, I'm Audrey.
And I'm Tess, and this is the Etsy Success Podcast.
We're part of the seller content team here at Etsy, broadcasting from Etsy's headquarters in Brooklyn. The Etsy Success Podcast is your source for tips on improving your shop and for inspiration from your fellow sellers. Our goal is to empower, inspire, and motivate you to be the entrepreneur you want to be.
This podcast is powered by Etsy, where millions of people around the world connect to make, sell, and buy unique goods. Follow your passion and start your Etsy business today. So this is the time of year when so many people are looking for something unique to give as a gift. So it's really important to look at your shop before the holidays and make sure you're giving buyers all the information they're going to need.
Yeah, it's a good idea to look at your shop from the perspective of a buyer and see if someone looking at your shop can easily see when they'll receive an item, whether they can return it, and what additional services you might offer to make their life easier, like gift wrap.
Yeah, I buy almost all of my holiday gifts online, and those are all things that I need to know beforehand.
I'm here today with Taylor Combs. Taylor writes about tools for Etsy sellers for Etsy Seller Handbook. Today we're going to talk about new tools we're offering to help you succeed this holiday season and some simple ways you can prepare your shop for the busy weeks ahead. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Audrey. Thanks for having me. We've recently introduced a bunch of new tools to help sellers get holiday ready, and I'm really excited to talk about them today. The holiday season is one of my favorite times to shop on Etsy.
Me too. Let's jump into our first topic, holiday shipping. Shipping around the holidays seems like one of the most important things because buyers want to make sure they'll receive their gifts on time, right?
Exactly. No one wants to show up to their Secret Santa event empty-handed. The first step I would recommend that any seller take is to look up the holiday cutoff dates for their preferred shipping carriers. So USPS, FedEx, Australia Post, pretty much any mail carrier that a seller might be using releases a list of dates that holiday packages need to be shipped by in order to make it to their destination in time for the festivities. Sellers should pay close attention to those and update their workflows accordingly.
What can sellers do to make sure that shoppers place their holiday orders in time?
Take a look at your shipping and processing times and double check that everything is accurate and the quickest processing time that you can accommodate during the holiday season. If you have items that are ready to ship, setting quick shipping times for those can attract people who need a gift right away. I think we've all been there shopping for holiday gifts at the last minute, and so quick processing times can help ensure that those people find something in your shop that works for them. If you're a seller in the US, you can use Etsy's calculated shipping profiles. That's a great way to ensure that your shipping times and costs are as accurate as possible. And you can also think about, during the holidays, offering shipping upgrades. So if someone finds a gift in your shop that they're absolutely in love with, but they need it quickly, they might be willing to pay a little bit extra to get that gift on time.
There seems to be a really big trend around the holidays for businesses to offer free shipping. What would you say to Etsy sellers who are interested in offering free shipping in their shops?
We recently introduced a new tool that makes offering free shipping really easy for Etsy shop owners. So the same way that you can run a percentage off sale in your shop, you can run a free shipping sale. And you're in control of how your free shipping sale works. So you can choose to limit it to domestic orders so that you're not paying higher international shipping costs. You can set a minimum order amount that the shopper has to spend in order to qualify for free shipping. And you can decide how long your free shipping promotion is going to run. So you can offer free shipping just for Cyber Monday, or you can offer free shipping the whole month leading up to the holidays.
And what are some ways you would suggest for sellers to determine whether running a free shipping promo is right for their business?
I think there are a lot of ways that sellers can think about free shipping. So a free shipping promotion is really about perception. I was recently shopping for some patches for a denim jacket on Etsy, which is very trendy right now. And one patch that I was interested in was selling for $6, but the shipping was $4. And paying $4 for an item that only costs $6 feels a little weird. And shoppers don't like paying for shipping because they don't see the value in it. But what they do see value in is the amazing item they found in your shop, the perfect gift they found for their dad or their sister, whoever they're shopping for. And so thinking about adjusting your prices is a way for you to offer free shipping without it eating into your profit margins.
It's interesting because it sounds like it's almost not so much about how much the buyer is spending as much as what they perceive they're getting for it.
Totally. I think also on that free shipping idea, as with anything that you do in your Etsy shop, you can really experiment to find what works for you. So you could try a free shipping promotion this holiday season. Maybe you do it as a short-term promotion for Cyber Monday or Black Friday and sort of see what the reaction is like and see what results you get in your shop.
This next tool is one that I'm really excited about, Gift Wrap. I always get really beautifully wrapped packages when I order things off of Etsy, and sometimes the packaging and the wrapping is almost as beautiful or interesting and unique as the item inside.
Yeah, this one is something I'm really excited about too. So in a couple weeks, we'll be introducing a new option for you to offer gift wrap in your shop, and you'll be able to charge a little bit extra for your gift wrapping services to cover the cost of your time and also, you know, any bows or gift wrap or washi tape or fun supplies you might be using for your gift wrap. And we're also making some updates to the checkout process so that shoppers can let you know that an item is a gift and include a gift message so that they can give their gift recipient a little note of love in their package.
I love getting beautifully wrapped packages from Etsy, and I love wrapping beautiful packages, but why should sellers be using this tool? What if a seller, for instance, doesn't love wrapping packages? Is it something that's worth their while?
You might not expect this, but gift wrap actually comes back to shipping. In a recent survey of buyers, we learned that more than half of Etsy shoppers plan to ship a gift directly to the recipient this holiday season. So when you start to offer gift wrapping services, you extend that holiday shopping season so that shoppers can order a gift from your shop and know that when they send it directly to the recipient, it's going to look like a beautifully packaged gift.
It also seems like offering beautiful gift wrap would be a good way to kind of reassert your branding and become known as a good gift wrapper for your customers.
Totally. I think you and I both know that when we make a purchase on Etsy, they arrive so beautifully already, even if you don't pay for gift wrap. And so I think this is a great opportunity for sellers to sort of get their creative juices flowing and maybe make some DIY gift wrap or just use colors or textures that really feel emblematic of their brand or really represent their brand identity, so that that gift recipient who receives that gift has this like beautiful experience of opening your present, but also has a great first experience with your brand and maybe becomes a new potential customer for your shop.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of Etsy sellers, it's not even a far stretch from what they're already offering in terms of how they already package their items.
Yeah, and I think it's also worth noting that, you know, Etsy sellers are so creative, and I think anyone can offer gift wrap. They just might have to get a little creative about how they do it. So maybe you're a vintage seller who sells larger items, maybe home goods or framed pictures or vintage lamps, whatever the case might be. Get creative and think outside of the gift box. You know, gift wrap doesn't have to be this like beautifully wrapped box with perfect edges. It could be a really fun festive bow that you wrap around a larger item. Really get creative and get flexible and expand your idea of what gift wrap can be so that you're offering that great experience for the customer for any of the items in your shop.
This awesome new tool is going to be available for sellers to start using in just a few weeks. So keep your eye on the Etsy Success newsletter and your email inbox for updates about when it's available. We've talked about a lot today. Is there anything else that sellers can do to get their shops ready for the holiday season?
One more thing that I think sellers could think about refreshing in their shop as we go into the holiday shopping season is their return policy and their shop policies in general. So we recently introduced a new return policy template that makes it easy to quickly communicate your policy to shoppers, which puts people at ease during the sort of stressful holiday shopping season.
And why do you think having a return policy is so important during the holidays?
I think we all know that friend or family member who's a little bit difficult to shop for. And so when shoppers come to Etsy, they're also kind of thinking about that. What's going to happen if something goes wrong with my transaction, if this gift isn't quite right. So having clear return policies in your shop just sort of puts them at ease and lets them know what's going to happen if something doesn't go right. You know, in most cases, they're probably going to love their gift, but just giving them that peace of mind up front can really help them feel more confident purchasing from your shop.
And does this mean that sellers have to accept returns?
Absolutely not. While the ability to return items is important to shoppers, we want you to make the choice that's right for your business. So having a clear return policy, even if your policy says that you don't accept returns, can help you avoid disputes with customers. It's not really about saying, yes, I accept returns. It's just we want you to have something that's clear and easy to understand for shoppers, regardless of what your policy is. And this is a great time to mention that if you don't have any shop policies, now is a great time to add them as you go into the holiday shopping season and more people are visiting your shop maybe for the first time. And having shop policies can help them feel comfortable that they understand what the experience is going to be like of purchasing from your shop.
And how would a seller go about setting up their policies?
Yeah, so if you have never added shop policies, it's really easy because we've made a super simple template that you can select your shop policies in. So you just go into your shop settings and you're basically answering a couple questions about how you run your shop. So you'll answer a couple questions about your processing times, how long it takes you to ship out items, whether or not you accept returns, and under what circumstances you accept returns. Like, you are in control of deciding, you know, I don't accept returns on custom items, or I want, you know, you need to email me about your return within a certain number of days from your purchase. Like, you can set some parameters. But yeah, you just answer a couple questions and the template makes it really easy to add clear shop policies in just a few minutes.
Well, I feel like we've covered a lot of really great tips for the holidays today, and I was hoping we could just do a little quick recap of everything we've covered and what sellers can do to get their shops ready for the holiday season.
Right. I love this. I love a good checklist. Make your list and check it twice, just like Santa. So first and foremost, I would say make sure your shipping times and processing times are accurate. You can update your shop announcement to include your holiday cutoff date, and you can let your followers on social media know when you'll be shipping holiday packages so they have an idea of when they need to purchase those holiday gifts and when their orders will arrive. You can also think about whether running a free shipping promotion is something that might be right for your business. Free shipping can really encourage shoppers to spend a little bit more in your shop this holiday season.
And is there anything else?
Definitely. So think about gift wrap and, you know, this idea that offering gift wrap extends your holiday shopping season, allowing shoppers to send their purchases straight to the gift recipient and gives them more time to get their holiday orders in, giving you more time to be accepting these like holiday orders and making lots of holiday sales. And you should also think about your return policy. So you can put anxious holiday shoppers' minds at ease by letting them know what options they have if the item they purchase doesn't work out.
Great. Now it's time for our lightning round, where we take questions from the Etsy community posted in the Etsy forums. The first question comes from Monica of GS Mahogany, who asks, how long before each holiday should you let your customers know the cutoff date to get their item in time for the holiday? And what is the most effective way in communicating this?
We see on Etsy that shoppers start looking for holiday gifts as early as October, so they're already looking at your shops for holiday gifts. So it's better to start communicating your cutoff dates early in the season to sort of inspire those shoppers to get their orders in before your holiday rush. When you think about where to communicate your cutoffs, which is a really great question, Monica, I just would think about all the different ways that a shopper might experience your shop or discover your items. So make sure that the processing and shipping times on each of your listings is accurate, and think about adding a line about your cutoff dates to your shop announcement. You can also remind your loyal followers and fans on social media or in your email newsletter about when your cutoff dates are going to be so that those shoppers can get their orders in before the holiday rush.
Great. We've got a couple more questions. This one comes from Cheryl and Miriam of The Urban Hedgehog, and they write, what keywords would be the best to add to your listings preparing for the holiday season? Do you recommend adding tags like ready to ship or free shipping?
This is a great question. I think, as always, when thinking about titles and tags, you really have to sort of put yourself in shopper's shoes and use the phrases that you could imagine someone searching for your products with. So sort of natural language that feels like how you would search for your products on the internet. So my advice would be to focus on keywords that describe what your products are so that shoppers who are looking for that really something special gift can find your item. And then having free shipping or short processing times and ready to ship items is sort of that added bonus. They've already discovered this great gift, and that free shipping offer, you know, is the cherry on top that incentivizes them to put it in their cart and complete their purchase.
Last question comes from Denny of Buyer Vintage Junk. Are you planning on adding a search feature for this free shipping itself, not just during holiday season?
Yes. When you offer free shipping, those listings will appear in a free shipping search filter. So free shipping is a great promotional tool for your shop year-round, not just during the holiday season.
Thank you so much, Taylor. We wish all of our sellers the most success this holiday season, and I can't wait to see what each of us finds on Etsy to buy for holiday presents.
Thanks so much, Audrey. I really hope these tips were helpful and that, you know, the holiday season is busy for everyone, but even if you do one of these things in your shop, you're that much more ready for the holiday season.
Before we head out today, we'd like to end with Shop Talk. For each episode, we post in the forums and on the Etsy Success social channels asking a new question for you to answer by either calling in or emailing us a voice memo. This week, we asked you to tell us about a turning point in your shop. Here were some of our favorites.
Hi, my name is Kira, and I'm the owner of Kira's Pet Shop on Etsy. A major turning point for my shop was actually my first one-star review. And at that point, I was about a year into running my shop, and feedback had been great until this review rolled in. And it really upset me, but instead of taking it on my customer, I took her feedback to heart, and I actually used it to do some revamping of my product to improve the quality in areas where I hadn't realized it was lacking. I ended up sending her one of my improved items with a note thanking her for her feedback. I didn't expect anything from it, but she actually went in and changed her review. And since I made the improvements, things have been smooth sailing, but I'm always listening to my customers to figure out what more I can do or offer for them.
This is Felicia from Fluffy Flowers. My shop turning point came last fall when I realized that my sales from handmade plush monsters had really gone downhill the last couple of years. I was coming up to my 10-year Etsy anniversary, and I was really on the point of closing my store. But I wanted to give it one more last try, so I switched my product line to selling vintage stuffed animals. Sales really increased after that. And not only did my sales increase, but I started hearing from a lot of customers, and they would share their deeply personal stories with me about how grateful they were to find their special stuffed animal in my shop. Now I'm excited to keep my store going, and I'm working toward the next 10 years.
Hi, I'm Susie, and my Etsy shop is Identity Vintage. And it was a major turning point for my Etsy shop and business when I realized that so many of the most successful Etsy entrepreneurs are not that different from myself. After dabbling with Etsy for many years, it's only really been in the last couple of months that I've become serious about having a full-time Etsy business. As a vintage seller, I have over the years admired many of the most successful vintage shops on Etsy and wondered what set them apart from all the other shops, what they knew that I didn't know. But it was the day I decided to click into the About pages and get a glimpse of the actual owners that was a big turning point for me and my Etsy ambition. Like me, they love what they do. Retailing vintage is a passion for them. Most have done it in some form all their lives. The hunt for great pieces is their joy. And they're just willing to do the work and work hard. As it turns out, I have learned there's no great secrets, no magic formula. You just need to learn what needs to be done, the best way to do it, and work hard. I knew from reading those paragraphs from those sellers that I so admire that I am no different. I can do this too, and I will.
So keep an eye on the forums and the Etsy Success social channels to find out how you can participate in a future podcast. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. And don't forget to subscribe so you'll be the first to know about new podcast episodes.